John, and I'll be in chapter 3 to start off with. Some of the most famous, well, the most famous verse in the Bible we'll read, and well-known verses, John chapter 3. I want to talk about don't miss the light. Don't miss the light. John chapter 3, I want to start at verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. You know that verse. Let's go ahead and do that one together. Verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. It's interesting. The Bible says if you've not been saved, born again, if you've not believed on Jesus as your Savior, your condemnation doesn't start when you die. You're already condemned, the Bible says. You're already guilty, okay? It says, but God doesn't want that. The verse before said God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. God would have it that none would perish, but all should come to repentance. But you are in a condemnation. And if you cannot accept that, you'll never get to Christ. You'll never be saved because you don't understand your situation you're in. You're a person drowning in the water and don't understand you're drowning, so you don't call to the lifeguard. But you're already drowning if you don't have Christ, if you're not saved. It says he's condemned already, verse 18, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought of God. Don't miss the light. Let's pray together. Father, your word's wonderful and amazing, and we have so much truth in here and so many verses and so much Bible, even this morning to study, Father, and I pray you'd give us your wisdom of what to talk about, and I pray that as we speak that your Holy Spirit would give us the thoughts and give us your mind, and I pray that we'd be changed. I pray that those who don't know you would be saved. I pray those who are saved would understand their opportunities and understand their victory, Lord. I just pray your Spirit would move in a very powerful way as we speak in your word and on darkness and light. Lord, it's obviously all over the Bible. It starts in Genesis 1, and I pray that we would get the importance of it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. John is the apostle of light. He's called that sometimes. When John writes, whether it's the book of the Gospel of John, of course, the Holy Spirit wrote through him, or the book of 1 John or 2 John or 3 John, you find John talks a lot about light and darkness. And Paul sometimes talks about sports and different people. God uses the way they think about things. And John, he was about a lot about light and darkness. And we see a lot of different things here in this passage. It says the condemnation is that God sent light, but men didn't want the light because the darkness made them want to, they were comfortable in the darkness because it didn't reveal who they were. People want to stay in darkness many times. Their deeds are evil, it says, and so they do not want that light. It says, verse 19, this is the condemnation that light has come into the world, and that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. One of the things that happens when a church just preaches the word of God clearly and strongly without compromising it is you just have people who will not want to come back. And I've learned to be okay with that. Amen. Okay? I know we're not going to be a mega church unless God does something very unusual, because not everybody wants to come to the light. They want to hide. And sometimes the light reveals, and you preach on sin and you name it, and somebody says, "I don't. That's judgmental." You don't. You just say what the Bible says, and that's judgmental. Okay. Well, it's not me who's judging. Okay. That's not what judging is, by the way. But God says what's right and wrong. And some people don't want that. They want just to feel good. That's why entertainment is so big. That's why people do over 5 hours of TV a day, and plus the internet, plus everything. Why? Because they want to many times drown themselves from reality. and from feeling bad. So that's why some people like to find people worse than them and compare themselves to them. At least I'm not as bad as them, because that makes what you do not be in the light. I don't kill as many people as them. Well, if you kill some people, it's bad. Okay? It doesn't matter if there's somebody who kills more than you, okay? And don't run from the light, okay? And we see that. I'm going to go back to John 1. Again, we're going to read a lot of verses today. I'm going to be all over in a lot of the book of in the book of John and 1 John. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, the Bible, the Word is with God, and the Word was God. God is the living Word, Jesus. It says in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. John wasn't, John the Baptist, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That's Jesus. We'll read that a little later. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. A lot of things in here. But notice it says the darkness, the light came into the world, but the darkness did not comprehend it. Okay? The darkness comprehended it not. What does that mean? When the darkness comprehended it not, the word comprehend is a fascinating word there. And the word comprehend, catalambano, which means to take eagerly, to seize, or to apprehend. It says the light shined in the darkness, but the darkness did not apprehend the light, did not seize it. Light came into the world, and the darkness said, we don't want you. And Jesus came into the world, and the darkness crucified him, though he was the light of the world. Many, many people miss the light because they do not want it, because they want to. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And we're seeing that now as our nation's becoming a darker nation. You're seeing people who not only say, well, you know, I don't believe that, but now they're antagonistic. Now they're angry. Now they attack us. Now they're vicious. Why? Because they want their darkness. They don't want anything revealed about it. And by the way, you will find that dark places are usually where people doing bad things like to hang out. It's funny, you know, a strange thing about churches, you know, when the churches were totally away from God and when the gospel was almost lost for hundreds of years, they called them the Dark Ages. And the churches were Gothic churches. And if you look at what's on the edge of those churches, you know, they got weird things like gargoyles look like demons and all kinds of mythical things on the buildings. And the buildings are very dark. By the way, hell is called outer darkness. Heaven is bright and light. So when we do the church here, we want it to be bright. Okay, bars are dark for a reason. Okay, and God loves light. God is, and we're supposed to be children of light. And He says, you know, many, many people do not want the light, and some other people, they never really know what the light is. We're very blessed. You don't, sometimes you don't have lights, you don't realize how dark it is. You ever worked on something and forget to turn the lights on and the house is getting darker and darker and you can't find things and do things? All of a sudden you turn the lights on and go, God, what have I been doing? And all of a sudden you see how dark it was. Or you open the curtain and you see how bright it is all of a sudden. Or you're working on a project and you bring a work light in and shine it on there. One of the reasons we got this building was because nobody ever got the lights turned on, so the owner never saw that it wasn't as bad a shape as he thought it was. We didn't know it was in better shape than we thought until finally we got the lights turned on. We were walking around here with cell phone lights, little apps, trying to see if the beams were strong enough and how the electrical was. We couldn't see anything. It just looked really bad. Once we got some lights on here, we said, oh, that's not as bad as I thought. It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as we thought. And the contractor said if they would have ever turned on the lights, they would have never done this deal. because it's not as bad as everybody thought it was. Because sometimes you don't really know things are bad. You don't know the situation of things because you cannot see. You ever been working outside and it's dark? You ever had the car break down in the dark and try to work on it? And sometimes you just don't know that. And I find this, and I've learned to be patient with people, because sometimes something that seems obviously wrong or obviously wrong in their life, they do not have enough light and they have no idea. They really don't know how they're living or what they're doing. And maybe to you who've walked in the light for a while, it's more obvious, but don't always assume that. Some people really never know. If you don't have the light, you usually do not know it. Let's go to the book of John in chapter 11. We're going somewhere, so stay with me. If you do not have the light, you do not usually know you don't have the light. John chapter 11. And verse 9 says this, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world." He does not stumble. He has the light of the world. "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." I'm going to read you out of Proverbs chapter 4. And you can stay in John if you want to, but if you want to turn to Proverbs, you can. But I'm going to read it real quickly. Proverbs 4. Listen now, the Bible says this about a way of light and a way of darkness. John, Proverbs chapter 4. And verse 18, it says, "But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble." This is really, 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 really a big part of what I want to say in the message here. When I was in darkness, when I did not have the Lord, I didn't know the Lord, I was stumbling, but I did not know why. I did not associate me and my life and where I was. I did not know the way I was raised and everything I'd seen and what my friends were. And the life and the realm that I lived in, which was an ungodly realm, I did not realize I didn't see anything. I thought I knew what I was doing. It says the way of the darkness, they don't even know what they stumble at. And many people, good, sincere people, smart people, it's not a matter of IQ. You can have an IQ of 175 and be in darkness. Many people live their life saying, "I do not know why these things keep happening to me. I do not know why this is my life is like this. I do not know why I'm so defeated. I do not know why I can't break free. I do not know why what life is about." And they do not know. They don't associate, and they do not know at what they're stumbling. They're tripping over things, but they're in a dark field. They can't see. And so they do not comprehend. And many times you'll not know you're in darkness because that's all you've ever seen. Until you get around the light, Jesus Christ. And then here's what so many people who we see saved and start serving the Lord, they say, "I cannot believe." They say it many different ways. Some say, "I cannot believe how ignorant I was." Some people say, "I can't believe how dumb I was." Some people say, "I cannot believe what I was doing, and I did not associate it with what was happening in my life. I cannot believe how much in darkness I was." They say many ways, but they just, all of a sudden, the lights come on, and they say, "Oh, that's what it, oh, what was I doing?" And they see it. But when you're around people in darkness, they don't know either. My friends, what I grew up with and I partied with and did all the bad stuff with, my friends, the ones who stayed in darkness, they still don't know what's going on. They still don't know why their lives are troubled and no peace and messed up and everything else. And some of them think, "I just got lucky. You just married the right one and you're just lucky that this happened and you're lucky that..." It's amazing what you can't see in darkness, no matter how smart you are, because you're not walking in the light. But God gives us some signs. John chapter 12, let's give you a few things. When you're in darkness, there's some signs, the Bible says. You don't always know you're in darkness. It gradually gets dark. Sometimes you'll drive around, and all of a sudden, you'll realize your headlights aren't on, and all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, oh, man, I was driving without my headlights. And you didn't really realize how much you were squinting, because it just gradually got dark. And I didn't really realize just how dark it was until the lights come on. But there's some signs that God gives us that we are in darkness. John chapter 12 and verse 35, it says this, and Jesus said to them, yet a little while and the light is with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. As we heard Brother Trock today, you heard a man who grew up in light, he was blessed in good churches, and knew where he was going, and knows where he's going now. And when you serve God, you know where you're going, but when you do not have the light, you're wandering around in life saying, let's try this. I don't know. Maybe this will work. I don't know. Why is this happening? I wish this would work out. Why can't I find? And you're just wandering in darkness. And they do not know they're doing it. They just are aimless. And that's a sign you're in darkness. Listen, God's got direction for you. God's got a plan for you. God's got directions and instructions in his word. God's got an eternity waiting for you and something to live for and a direction in life. And so God, you don't have to walk in darkness. There's hope. But let me tell you, life on this earth without God is a stumbling around. It's a stumbling around. And that's one of the signs. You don't know where you're going. Don't know where you're going to spend eternity. You don't know where life should go. You don't know what the purpose of life is, what life is about. Jesus said there, he walketh in darkness and knoweth not where he goes. That's part of the sign. We read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19, it said, you don't know what you're stumbling on. He knows not what he's stumbling on, it said. You don't know why the same things keep happening to you. I'm not saying bad things happen to everybody. A man is born of woman is a few days and full of troubles. Everybody's car breaks down sometimes. Everybody has a health problem occasionally. But I'm talking about a troubled life that's a pattern. Stumbling in your life over and over and over. That's a sign you're in darkness when you do not know what you're stumbling at. Why do I keep going back to the drugs? Why do I keep going back to the bad relationships? Why do I keep on getting my finances in disaster? Why do I keep on going back to the addictions? Why do I keep on getting out of church? Why? And you do not know why. It's a sign of darkness. It's actually a strange thing, but the best Christians know exactly what's wrong and exactly what they're doing wrong. If I walked up to you, I should be able to say, you know, what's your worst... What's the thing you struggle with? What's the devil get you at the most? You, if you're a good Christian, say this, this, and this. That probably means you're in the light because you know what you're stumbling on. Okay? Not that you're living a life of stumbling, but you know if you stumble, you know what it's going to be about. Because the ungodly don't know. And so often a person in light, you'll talk to a person because you have light, and somebody will say, I don't know why this happens to me. And you're going, you don't? Really? You don't know why that happens to you? Because it's obvious to someone in the light. You can see. You're watching someone in a dark room, but you've got night vision goggles, and you're going, oh, don't trip on that. Don't. Oh. Negative, say, why did that happen? You're in the light. You see. You have the light, a different light. Doesn't mean you're better than them. You've just been very blessed that God brought you to the light, and you've been saved. And you've read the word of God, and you've spent some time in a good church, and you can see things. Doesn't mean you're any better than them. You go ahead and take them into the light and help them. You lift the fallen, and you help those people. But those are signs. You don't know what you're stumbling at. Next, if you're in the darkness, you do not love Christians, the Bible says. Let me take it to 1 John, again, same guy, and chapter 2. Holy Spirit says here, about here's how you know you're in darkness. See, because you don't always know you're in darkness, but the Bible gives you some clues that maybe you're in darkness. And there'll be people in this room today would say, well, I am not in darkness, but I do this here. No. You are in darkness, you just don't know what the Bible says. Because you're blind because of it. First John and chapter 2. And verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true and in him and in you, because a darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. See, there it is again. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth. All those same signs. You see it? Same signs over and over again. He that hateth his brother, verse 11, is in darkness, walketh in darkness, knoweth not whither he goeth, because a darkness has blinded his eyes. You say, no, I know the Bible, I go to church, I just hate some Christians. No, you are not in the light. You have some knowledge, and you know some facts, but you're walking in darkness. And the darkness has blinded your eyes that you're in darkness. You do not even know it because the Bible says it was revealed because you hate your brother. He that walks in the light loves his brother, the Bible says. Amen. You say, wait a minute, Pastor. I hate some Christians. I do, but I'm not in darkness. Yes, you are. That's the clue. Because when you're in darkness, you don't know you're in darkness. You understand that? It's all of a sudden you say, all of a sudden the light turns on and you say, whoa, I was in darkness, but you don't know because it gradually got dark for you. And the darkness has blinded your eyes and now you cannot see you're in darkness and it's being revealed by your attitude towards other Christians. That's why the darkest people in the world hate Christians the most. They criticize and attack and are vicious with you. Understand, it's because they're in darkness. And by the way, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It is not that person that you need to be angry at or anything else. Understand there's demons that are behind it, and they're in darkness, and they need the light. And there's a wonderful Christian somewhere inside of them. If you could get the gospel to them and impact them, they are to be loved and helped even when they hate you. Love your enemies. They're in darkness. They need someone to bring them the light. You're the one with the light. The problem is the devil is so clever that he gets people in darkness to hate people with light so that they'll never get the light from them. That's why Jesus says, love your enemies. Don't return evil for evil. Go with them the extra mile. Serve them and be kind to them. And you know what? Eventually the light will get to them because you are shining light. And so you see that. These are things that reveal. It is not what you say about yourself. It is not what you think about yourself or how smart you think you are of whether you're in the light. The Bible says it is not your opinion of yourself of whether you're in light or darkness. 1 John chapter 1 tells us about some people think they're in the light, but they're not. But what it is God's qualifications. And so again, you will not know you're in darkness unless you know what the Bible just taught you about these are signs of darkness. If you're in darkness, if you're in a dark place all the time, you do not know it's dark. Okay? Just like I'll go to a third world country and the people there don't know they're poor. Why? Because they've never seen rich. And by the way, I don't tell them they're poor. Because they might be poor for a long time, and I want them to be content. And they are content. Strange enough, they're more content than us rich people in America. But they don't know they're poor because they've never seen rich. The people in darkness don't know they're in darkness because they've never seen light. And so when people think they don't know in their darkness, most people think they're in the light. They think they understand what's going on in life. They think they know what the world's about. But then they really get honest. They say, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what life's all about. I don't know why I keep stumbling in the darkness. They don't that. Eventually, the light will reveal itself to them. But watch how God says, let me show you if you're in light or darkness. Verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know what it says there? It says, God is light. There's no darkness in God at all. If two people are in the light, they will fellowship and love each other. That's why contentious Christians who fight, I know, aren't walking the light enough. They need to get in God's light. And when someone doesn't know how not to fight, the one thing I have to do is get them to God. Because they need to get in the light. And the light will make them fellowship with people in the light and get along with them and have that. And two Christians who are serving the same God should never be fighting. You might not agree on your favorite sports team. Okay, that's okay to fight on. But you're not going to fight. You're going to get along because you're in the light. If you're really fellowshipping the God. But he that says he's in the light and walks in darkness, your lifestyle, we'll get to that in a while, is lying. I know God. I follow God. I love God. I just do these bad things. The Bible says you're lying. You cannot walk in darkness and fellowship with God. You cannot be in a room and say, man, this is a dark light room. Look, I looked at that bulb up there. Boy, that thing sure is. That thing is just, it's just half black and dark and half light. Yeah. Light removes darkness. They don't fellowship together. They don't go in the same spot. Okay? And they don't have that. And the good news is we have. See, well, let me go to Revelation. Let's go to Psalms chapter 90. Oh, I have a lot of verses. Psalms chapter 90. I am hurrying. Psalm chapter 90. You ever been in a day where it's a dark, cloudy day? I'm sure you have because you live in Seattle. And all of a sudden, the clouds depart where the sun is, and all of a sudden you go, whoa, how light it gets all of a sudden. Or you ever walk out of a dark room outside into a sunny day? And you thought the room you're in was lit up, right? But then you went outside, and you. By the way, there's nothing like sunlight. It's so much better than the rest of the light, and you see that. Psalm chapter 90 in verse 8. See, God reveals things, and light reveals things. And it says, Psalm chapter 90 in verse 8, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. So, let's pretend like pretty dark over on this side of the room. Lights are all off. Over there, it's bright over there. And let's say I've got a bunch of stains on my clothes. I probably do. I should never wear light suits. I get greasy no matter what I do. And so I think I'm all clean because I'm sitting in the dark. You know, I'm very handsome in the dark room. And so I start walking toward the light. All of a sudden, I get in the light. And someone looks at, what happened to your tie? And I go, oh nothing. And, oh no, I burped a baby. I didn't even see what the baby did this morning. Oh no. This morning I opened a hood on some vehicle. I don't remember which one it was. And I say, oh no, I got this. Oh, but the light reveals things you might not see in the darkness. And the Bible says God's light reveals even our secret sins. Secret sins. By the way, secret sins can be one of two things. Something you're hiding, or something you don't even know is wrong. And God's light reveals that. So when that happens, when two things happen, when the light comes, the darkness and the sin is revealed, and when two things happen, men left the light because men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil and said, I don't like that. I do look good and I don't care what you say. My suit is not stained. I'm going over here in the darkness and I like it over here. See, my suit's fine. My life's fine. Or they go, oh, I'm so glad that's revealed. You ever wish somebody told you something about your appearance? And you go, oh, man. I can see things. Man, I dress in the dark. Oh, my pants are inside out. Or whatever you find out. And you say, oh. And you get toward light. Now you can see to fix things. And now you say, that's what I'm stumbling at. And that's why I keep having this in my life. And that's why I don't have peace. And that's why I don't have joy. And one of two reactions will happen when you get light. You run from the light or you run to the light. And that determines how you do the rest of your life. Whether you run to it or from it. Whether you run to a church where nothing will be revealed, or a church where everything will be revealed. Whether you decide to read the Bible or not read the Bible. Whether you go to your friends who always tell you, no, you're good, you're fine, what you're doing is okay. Or you go to the friend and say, what are you doing? You know better than that. Whole bunch of things. Who you marry. Some people want to marry someone who's a step up from them. It'll help them be better. Other people want to marry someone who just make them feel good about themselves. And they always go into relationships with a person worse than themselves. Why? It's because they don't want things revealed. Number two, they want a comparison that's favorable. Okay? And so they end up in the same thing over and over. And people, it's not comfortable to go and have things revealed. But it sure is better because it's there whether you know it or not or whether you deny it or not. And so you have to react properly to the light. Back in the book of John, Jesus is the light. John chapter 8. The good thing, the light is not a church, the light is not a person, the light is not a preacher. It is a person, but it's the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. It's said that many times in the Bible. We read that in John 1. I'm going to read it in John chapter 8 in verse 12. And Jesus spake, and then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world. He's what you need. Get close to Jesus, you'll have light. Get close to Jesus, you'll be blessed. And by the way, when you walk in the light, you make good decisions. Your life is blessed. You're full of direction and joy and peace. And you have something inside. In you is the light of life. That's Jesus. Inside of you. He is the light. This church is not the light. All they can do is point you to the light. That's its job. I'm not the light. Jesus is the light. Amen. However, he's going to tell us, Jesus says this, as long as I am the world, I'm the light of the, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. But then he switches it and says, hey, there's going to be a time when you're the light of the world because I'm in you. And I'm not there for them to see anymore, so they're going to see me through you. I'm going to give you some quick thoughts and finish up. They're going to be very quick. Number one, walk to the light while you can. John chapter 12. Please get this. This is very important. John chapter 12. I think you read this, but John chapter 12, verse 34. 35 and 36. Jesus saith unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did not hide himself from them. Listen, I know people, I will always, it seems like, I'm always working with different people with different problems. I always have a group of people who are going to start walking in the light soon. I'm going to start doing that, Pastor. It needs a little more time. Here's the problem. God is gracious to give you light and say, this is what I want you to do. Here's what my word says. Here's a direction. God does not say, I will always give you light. He says, you better walk in it while you have it. Because there's a time coming when you won't have the light. So the Bible says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. There is a time when you've got light and God says, okay, here's the direction. You see, the lights are on. Okay, I got to go to that door. Okay, the lights are on. I can see where the door is. And you go there to the light and you open the door because the light is on. You can see where to go. God has spoken to you. Take the light. But here's what happens. Somebody says, oh, I know where the door is. All right, awesome. It's obvious. Door's right over there. It's on the west side of the building. See right where it is. Okay, good. I'll get to that eventually. I got some stuff to do. I want to do over here. Click. Lights go off. And all of a sudden, you say, where was that door again? I think it's this way. Oh, no. And you find out you can't find direction like you had before. you'll find out that light only lasts so long. Then it's nighttime. And then you don't have the direction. And God said, hey, the light's going to shut off in that room permanently, but over there is some light on that side of the door. So you better take advantage of the light. By the way, if you're in church today and God speaks to you, you better respond. The light is on. If you're not saved today, you don't know if you're going to heaven. God says today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. You better receive Jesus. You say, I'll do it later. You don't know if you'll have later. And you don't know if God's going to speak to you and make it so clear later. You better respond while you have the light. You ever seen someone who starts doing things too late and always playing catch up? You find out daylight's very valuable for working on things. So you start early while you have the light. It makes it much better. So number one, walk to the light while you have the light. Number two, walk in the light. Walk in the light. I'm gonna. We already read it to you. I'm gonna read it again. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." God says, "Walk in the light. Walk in the light." Got a lot of things on this. This is where I'll spend the most time. There's a couple of things. First of all, you want to walk in the light of God's countenance. God's countenance is His face, okay? And the Bible says, I'm going to go to the book of Psalms, read several verses out of the book of Psalms. And God says, I shine my face upon you. God bless us and help us and cause His face to shine upon us. He says it in many ways. When God is looking down on you with pleasure, the Bible illustrates that as His face shining down on you. And you're walking in the light. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Psalm 44 and verse 3, for they got not the land of possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst been a favor unto them. And again, we can read other verses, Psalm 89, 15, other ones. God's, first of all, walk in the light of God's countenance, His looking down and smiling on you. Walk in that light. See, live your life in the light of God's countenance. It also means you walk in the light of the Word of God. Psalm 119, and I know I'm going fast, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119 and verse 130 says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. You don't want to know how to have light in life? Right here. The Word of God will give you instruction. You want to go, Pastor, why do you read so many verses when you preach? Because I'm given light. Amen. It's a lot better than what I have to say. I could give you a beautiful tear-jerking illustration and a wonderful poem. That's not going to have the light that this does. The light of the Word of God, you ought to live in this book. It'll give you, you will read it and it'll give you a light, how to live your life, how to have your family, how to deal with your finances. It'll give you light into every area of your life. The entrance of thy word giveth light. You need to walk in the light of the Word of God and spend time in it all the time. Next, we should walk as children of light. I'm going to read out of Ephesians chapter 5. Again, you don't have to turn to all these. I'm going quickly. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, for we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. 1 Peter says He's called us out of darkness into His glorious light. 1 Peter 2, 9. 1 Thessalonians 5, 5 says, walk as children of light. It's the way you walk. You don't walk as children of darkness. That's the old life. That's this wicked world. That's the immorality. That's the impurity of this world and the darkness of this world. We come out of the light, and God has called us to be children of light and walk in the light of the Word of God and walk in the light of morality and godliness and holiness and walk in the light of a different light, a life of going to church, a life of prayer, a life of in the Word of God, a life of a Christian home, a light life, not a dark light. It's a way you walk. It demands a separation from this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. If you want to walk in light, it demands you separate from this world, because this world is full of darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 14, it says this: Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Bible says, verse 17, Wherefore come up from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. That is a separation from the darkness. I want to say this: you have to, if you want to be a good Christian, come out of the darkness. That might mean leaving some friends. That might mean leaving some establishments. That might mean changing your priorities. That might mean some things, but it's a separating. See, the first thing God did, very start of the book of Genesis, God separated the light from the dark, it says. God said, I don't want light and dark together. They separate each other. They're different. It's a separation from this world. It's not trying to be like the world. It's trying to be different. That's the biblical separation. Let me take you to a fascinating verse. Psalm 36. This verse is so interesting when you first read it. When you meditate on it, it's beautiful. Psalm 36. You separate from the darkness into light, and it keeps getting lighter, and you see it. The Bible says, the way we read earlier in Proverbs 4, it's a shining light that shines more and more under the perfect day. Psalm 36. And verse 9 says this: For with thee is a fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. Understand, the more you leave the darkness and the more you get into the light, the more you see light. And the more you see light. And the more you see light. And the more things become clear. It becomes brighter and brighter, and you get more and more wisdom and understand things more clearly. It is a life of brightness and clarity. And the more, and it's a process, I'm not there yet, but the closer I get to the light, the more light is revealed to me. And the more you get closer to God, the more light gets revealed to you. You don't understand everything about God and the way of God and what happens in life at first, but the more you get close to God, the more God's light reveals more light to you. You're in a bright room and you find even more light switches because the lights are on. Next, walk. We said, first of all, walk to the light, then walk in the light. Next, walk as the light. Matthew 5, walk as the light. Now, here's the thing. Jesus now commands us to be the light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, it says, Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That means you're feeding people. That means you're being kind to people. That means the person everybody else is picking on, you're comforting. That means you're loving the unlovable. That means you are the person who is shining the... See, it's not your light. You have a light inside of you, God, but sometimes we darken it with our lives. But no, open it up and let them see what Jesus is like and shine and be a light in a dark world. You know how mean the world's getting? We need some lights out there, and let them see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Next, walk bringing the light. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll finish up there. While you're turning there, I'm going to read another verse in Acts 26, real briefly. Walk carrying the light with you. That means being a soul winner, being a witness. Acts 26 and verse 18 says, To open the eyes of and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God. And then going forward to 2 Corinthians, we mentioned chapter 4 and verse 3. 2 Corinthians and chapter 4 and verse 3. I can get there. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3 says this, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know what it says? Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We know what it says there? It says our gospel is the light, and we have got to shine that light to those the devil has blinded their eyes. And we go with the word of God, and we go with the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to save sinners, and we take off the blindness from their eyes, and they see, you know what? There is a way to heaven. God does love me, and I can know I'm going to heaven. Jesus did die for all my sins. He rose again from the dead. No, I can't save myself. The light comes on. Our job is to turn them from darkness to light. Your job is to go and take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world and show them the light of eternal life. The light of Jesus as the hope of heaven. The light that, hey, you can know you're going to heaven no matter what happens in this crazy old world. You got hope in Jesus. You got a friend that'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus died for your sins so you can know you have eternal life. And our job is to take that gospel, take that light, and tell them of Jesus, the light of the world, and get the darkness off them. See, Satan has blinded their minds. He's putting a veil over their eyes. They cannot see. And the only ones who can bring the light are us who have the light of the world inside of us. So you need to walk in the light and live it, and then you need to take it to people and preach the gospel to every creature. Those are our jobs. Well, the world's getting darker. The Bible says this. I'm going to read. I told you I have one last verse after the last verse. And Romans chapter 13 and verse 12 is the last verse I'll read. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Listen just for a sec here. We're done. You might be in darkness. If you're in darkness, Jesus is the light you need. You need to accept him as your Savior. He'll keep you from eternal darkness and put you in eternal light. That's called heaven instead of hell. You also have a light of life that you can find the direction of life and not have to stumble and not know where you're going and not know direction. You have that light. If you're a believer already, you got to cast off the old works of darkness. You got to separate from the darkness and go to the light. And then you have to be the light of the world and shine Jesus' light and take the light to the whole world. But the Bible says there's some clues that you're in darkness. And the darkness sometimes doesn't let you see that you're in the darkness. But thank God. Listen, here's the thing. Darkness is not more powerful than light. All darkness is the absence of light. You never say, oh no, look guys, a dark's coming in the room. Oh, the lights, we won't be able to see them. I want to say this. The darkness you see in the world is not that powerful. It just needs light. You ever been in a dark room? You ever had the power go out and are amazed at what one little candle will do? What one little bulb will do in a dark room? Listen, darkness is not more powerful than light. Darkness only is there because there is no light. As soon as light comes, the darkness flees away. And so don't get discouraged because of darkness. It just means you need to shine light. And darkness will go away. We're on the winning side with the light of the world. Jesus Christ is so bright, he can light the entire world. Problem is, the light's in us. And we have the works of darkness shrouding the light. And we run from the light because we want to feel good and don't want to have our secret sins revealed. And the world gets darker and darker. The world is not dark because of dark people. The world is dark because of bad Christians. Because of us not shining the light. Let's pray. Father, I pray you'd help us today to understand these concepts of light and darkness. I pray, first of all, if someone is not saved today, they're in darkness. They need Jesus. I pray they'd be saved. If someone is saved today and is shrouding and blocking and clouding and putting the candle under a bushel, I pray today that we would let our light so shine before men they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. May we do these works and may we shine your... It's not our light. It's your light shining through us. Thank you for it. I pray we'd live it and I pray we'd have it. And I pray that the world become brighter. And I pray some people would leave the darkness and understand that they are in darkness today so they can leave it. In Jesus' name. Pianist coming. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. A couple questions. First of all, Christian, I want to ask you. You know you're going to heaven. You know you've received Jesus. You know where you're going. But just briefly, you'd say, you know what?